If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hrithikesh sat on his heels in front of the painted statue of the goddess Zindagi. He pulled up the hood of his green vestment, lowering his head in submission and closing his eyes in prayer. His education was complete. 13 years of training and a monastic life in the cloisters built behind the temple, fighting his own angst and learning to control his emotions only to reach today and the choice of his life. The temple was cool, and Hrithikesh wondered if he'd missed the shadows of the mighty statues and the sound of prayers and religious hymns, or the noisy canteen of the monastery, the sunny courtyard where he trained, and the long corridors. Would he miss his companions? Though they'd been part of his life, he'd been too introverted to call them real friends. The memory of a dimpled smile weighed heavily on his decision now. A choir of monks intoned a song of praise for Zindagi, goddess of life. Hrithikesh listened to the glorious verses and took a deep breath as the echo of the last note faded out within the somber corridors of the temple. "I'm ready." When he opened his eyes, he saw the abbot and the high priest staring at him from between him and the colorful sculpture. He inhaled the musty smell of incense and candle wax, and then he bowed his head again in respect for whatever gray hair they had left, since the abbot's head was completely bald.
"Your training is complete, Hrithikesh," the abbot said, breaking the silence. His deep voice was loud enough to leave an echo in the great chamber of the temple.
Hrithikesh nodded, gulping down his emotions. The abbot, the head of the monastery, was slightly older than his father, and he saw him as his true mentor. The abbot's voice, booming in the lecture hall or soothing in the quiet of his office, had always enthralled him, giving him balance and knowledge that he badly needed. He'd do his best to emulate the wise man, except for one thing. He could feel his companions behind him, like guardians looking over him, something they'd done for the past 13 years. Yes, he'd miss the abbot, the monks, and lay brothers that had been his family for so long, but he couldn't stay, and it was time he said it out loud. "Zindagi is everywhere," the high priest said, staring benevolently at him. His voice sounded frail compared to the abbot's. "There are two ways to honor her, protect life or give life."
"You will have to make a choice now, Hrithikesh," the abbot continued. "Will you be a monk or a father?"
Hrithikesh licked his dry lips before looking up at the two men from his lower position. They really towered over him, although not as much as the statue behind them.
"I want to go back to my hometown," Hrithikesh said, his voice a little shakier than expected. "I do not wish to be ordained at this time."
The abbot's lips twitched in a repressed smile. So he knows. He's always known. Hrithikesh cleared his throat.
"I promised someone I'd come back for her," he explained with a steadier voice. "But if she hasn't waited for me, I shall return here and be ordained."
"If you choose fatherhood, you won't be ordained," the high priest replied. "Monastic life implies prayer, meditation, and chastity."
"I want only one woman, and if I can't have her, I'll gladly take the chastity vow," he assured them.
"How old were you when you left?" the abbot asked, with a twinkle of mischief in his dark eyes. 12? 13? And how old was she?"
"Too young to ask for her in marriage," he answered with a sigh. "I promised her I'd come back, but
I wasn't expecting to spend 13 years here. I know that was what I needed for my education and my life, but... He sighed. She was always on your mind. Yes.